Okay, we're doing four.
Live call from a rabbi.
Igres, volume four, letter number 1027. This is the 25th day of Iyar, Tovshindal, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing to Yehuda Leib Ungar. His last name was Ungar. He lived in Pittsburgh. The Rebbe says, Shalom Avracha. And this letter is written in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, I was very happy to hear a regards from you through, the Rebbe gives him all the titles, but Elio Shiyichya Simpson, Rebbe Elio Simpson. I said, my brother-in-law, my sister, is married to his grandson. And he also related to me about the Fabrengen. Fabrengen together in the warm Hasidic environment. And as my father-in-law used to say, the Rebbe used to say, the expression that a Hasidic Fabrengen warms the head, the heart, and it goes all the way down to the sole of your foot. That's how it warms you. It warms you through and through. And when you come home from such a Fabrengen, then you bring the light and the warmth in the house, that the house should become more lighter, more illuminated, and more warmer than it was before. For sure you know, this is what my father-in-law had told many times in the name of the holy Baal Shem Tov, that everything that a person hears or sees, he can learn a lesson in life. You can learn a Musar Haskel in your specific service to Hashem, Blessed Hashem, especially from a source of your livelihood, which you are connected a quantity of time. Every day you go into the business, you can learn something from your business, from your work that you're doing. Many days in the year and many hours in every day you spend at work. So there's something, a lesson that you can learn from your work. Your business, which you are about to do, may be in a good and a successful, auspicious time, with the new patent. What is the new patent? Now, the Rebbe is telling him, consists of, this guy created a patent. What does he do? You take used sacks that, through the fact that they were used, they had, through the use of them, there were bacillin, the bacteria. This is a kind of bacteria were in those sacks. And not only do they not bring any benefit, but on the contrary, they can transmit what you're going to put into these sacks. The bacteria is going to go back into the new stuff in the sacks. So they're looking for ways to remove these bacteria. So one of the advice is that you place these sacks in a closed area, in a totally sealed place. And you heat up the place hotter than the usual. So the bacteria, they cannot tolerate that level of heat. So then it frees these sacks from the bacteria, and then you can use them again. So I guess that he was trying to bring them into a place to heat them up so that they can reuse. That's, the Rebbe says, is also the same thing as our life. When the Yetzer Tov, the good thing, comes to the person to 13 years, when you turn about mitzvah, that's when the Yetzer Tov comes. So the person has already used the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, has been using him for 13 years. Because he comes from the beginning for 13 years. And the Yetzer Hara argues that he has the first rights, he has a chazaka over the body of the person, over his thought, speech, and action. And he says that he's the firstborn, he's the bechor, he's the firstborn. He's entitled because he's been there first. So what is the advice? How do you have that your thought, speech, and actions shouldn't be easy to get ulterior motives, bad thoughts, or not a good intention of the Yetzer Hara. So the advice for this is that for a certain period of time, you should close yourself up from the outside ear so that you encapsulate yourself in the four cubits of a shul, a yeshiva, a base study hall, a base medrash, and there you warm up more than the usual with the love of a God, with love of the Torah, love of other Jews. And your own sack frees itself from the bacteria of the Yetzer Hara, like the analysis that Rebbe is making up here. And then when you put in there, in him, it becomes healthy and useful. Similar, just as in the sacks, simply, it's not sufficient a disinfection of one time that it should be perfect. Same thing is the sack of the human being. When you get up from the morning, you need to once again absorb in the Jewish home the Hasidic warmth, and then you can be certain, secured to be a servant of Hashem, a studies Torah, and observe mitzvah. I wish you success in your matter. May God help that it should be fulfilled in you, this that my father-in-law. And here the Rebbe uses the word Meiri V'Rabbi instead of Meiri Chomi. I'm not sure if that's my father-in-law or my master, my teacher, Admur. He related in the name of the Alter Rebbe of Baal HaTanya that God gives Jewish people physicality, or he gives them their sustenance in a plentiful way, and the Jews, they take from the Gashmias and they make it Ruchnias, and they use it to support themselves and their families with kosher, to support Yiddishkeit and Fatzat Torah. I hope to hear good news from you, with blessing for a joyful holiday and receiving the Torah B'Simcha B'Pnimius.